Hello again. Welcome back to the Bachelor Podcast, week four of Bachelor in Paradise. We are just all following our hearts here. My name is Ryan Jones, joined as always by Katie Waite. Hello, Katie.
Hello. I can't believe it's only week four.
I know. It definitely feels like we've been doing this specific season for the last 3 months or so.
Yeah, I know it's been, we've had double episodes, so we've gotten that much more content, but still it feels like we should be at least week six or seven right now.
Totally. And it's so crazy because we were sitting here last week talking about how, oh, well, next week it's going to be all about Joe and Kendall and Serena. And little did we know that that was about 10 minutes. And then we're like, oh, wait, who?
That was just a drop in the episode.
A couple ways we can go here. I mean, I think obviously we do need to talk about the Kendall Joe Serena thing, just because I do think how it was handled is such a stark contrast into the other triangles or squares that we're seeing. But the headline at some point is going to be Brendan, Piper, Natasha, and then everything in between. So dealer's choice, where would you like to start?
Probably just at the beginning. Let's just talk about Joe and Kendall and Serena and that whole, we got kind of a background story on why they broke up and how their relationship was, but not too much. Like they talked in circles a lot. Obviously they broke up because of logistics. Kendall did not want to move to Chicago. And that seemed like the biggest component in their breakup. And she said that she told Joe at the beginning that she wasn't moving, but I think like in any relationship, you think that the other person would change their mind. And she said that she'd never move for a man and he took offense to that. And that was still the issue because they still kind of had that disagreement in this 10-minute conversation was that she was not going to Chicago.
And to me, if you're Kendall, and unless you've decided, okay, I'm willing to move, or at least as Joe said, like, just give it a shot. I'm not saying it has to be for life, but the least you could have done, and I agree with him on this, is give it a shot. If you're out here for a year, and after the year you hate it and you need to be in LA, then fine. But for her to say, no, I'm unwilling to do that, and now I'm coming back to Paradise strictly for you. Like, she was very clear about it. Mm-hmm. If you haven't decided.
Also go back both ways though. Like, he could give LA a try too. Like, they should have each given each other like a month in Chicago, a month in LA. If it really didn't work out, then you break up. But it didn't seem like they gave a location, you know, a chance to save their relationship, if you will.
Yeah, it definitely felt, though, that they were talking about having spent some time in LA, clearly not the full living experience, mm-hmm. And that she was, like, all out no to any time, really, in Chicago. But that's a great idea. Like, let's just see. Okay, we'll spend 6 months in LA. Let's spend 6 months in Chicago. And
if it's definitely not Chicago, definitely not LA, but you realize, oh, no, we can't be without each other, then find a mutual place. But I think you didn't give it a fair shot unless you tried that, you know, to find that solution.
Yeah. And like I said, if she had still not changed her mind, whether it's, you know, this, I won't move for a boy, and you know, Joe's response being like, well, it's not just anyone, you know, like I hope I'm different than just some guy. Mm-hmm. And that should, if it's supposed to be like, if it's your person, then you would think the goalposts can move a little bit.
Right.
You know, you don't have to be so dead set on this one thing. If it's for the right person, seemingly things can change and priorities can change.
Yeah. I was also surprised that she didn't get a day card. And I don't know if, I mean, because obviously she was so set on Joe and I think that's what she was hoping for. But I mean, 10 minutes after the conversation, she was like, nope, I'm actually here to stay and, you know, try to find love. So I'm surprised she didn't get a card to kind of, I don't know, just start something with someone else or ask Joe and have Joe decline or.
Well, I think that's it. I think you nailed it on the head is I'm sure in her talk with the producers be like, if you give me a date card, I'm asking Joe. Mm-hmm. And so it was either you get a card and you ask Joe and you know, you would hope he'd say no. Or
right, wouldn't producers love that?
Yeah. Especially after what we saw later in the next 3 hours and 40 minutes. Yes. You would think they would. But in this case, and I couldn't tell you why, I think they just decided, you know what? She's going to be here. It's going to be a minute. We don't want to just either have her turned down by Joe and then be like, well, that's the only reason I was here. And or, okay, he goes and then it blows up whatever was going on with Serena.
Right.
And listen, after watching them talk for, like you said, 10 minutes, it's not like they were at each other all day and going back and forth and, well, let me steal you now. Let me steal you now. It was very brief and super clear why they broke up.
Yeah. I mean, I think they knew, like they, it's not like they had, you know, things to hash out. Like it was, this is why we broke up. This is clearly still an issue right now that we're talking. It's not going to change. So what are we doing?
Yeah. And give Joe credit. You know, we've seen time and again in every season of this show, but specifically this year, guys talk out of both sides of their mouth when, whether it's the person that, you know, they're maybe not thinking of, but whatever, maybe leaving their current relationship for or whatever. But Joe was very, he was honest to Kendall. I mean, like, listen, things are just starting out with Serena. I don't know if it's going to work, but it's going pretty well and we'll see. And then when he went to talk to Serena, he said, yeah, she's here for me. And Listen, I still want to work on this, but I can't control what she's here for.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't think we've ever seen someone be so honest on in Paradise. Definitely not in the rest of the episode. But
oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, you could tell that they had a good relationship and it seemed like an honest and healthy one, and it just didn't work out. Like there wasn't anything, you know, at least that we know, but nothing
right.
Shady, or it was just like, we don't want to live in the same place, so obviously we can't be in a relationship.
And Serena also very clear saying, listen, I'm going to trust you, mm-hmm. but I don't want to look over all of a sudden, like we've seen with person after person and mm-hmm. making out with someone else.
Yeah.
So just talk to me about it. If all of a sudden things change and, oh no, now we're going to give this a shot, just tell me. That's all.
Yeah. And I think she believes him in saying, in Joe saying that I am over her. She just kind of wanted, you know, the closure. And it seems like, as much as we saw with the editing through the rest of these two episodes, like it seems like everything's amicable and it's fine. And hopefully Kendall can find someone too.
Right. And the fact that she said, I'm here to stay, and hasn't totally, that we've seen, really had any connections, and seemingly next week has an issue with Joe being with another girl. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how long it takes you to, like, it's the third kiss, it's the fifth kiss. I don't know what, like, finally sends you over the edge.
Yeah, it's funny. Every shot that they, you know, they pan to her, she was sitting next to Ivan. So, I mean...
And there was some.
It could have just been like hanging out. You just happened to be next to the same person, but, or it could be something down the line. Who knows?
There was some arm caressing.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
It's true.
Could be a thing.
Could be something.
You know, and watching the Jesenia, whatever you want to call it, crumble.
Right.
All I'm thinking to myself is sort of like, if only she could find someone like Ivan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
you had that.
Funny how that works. And listen, there's what, three or four other situations that, again, we thought Serena and Joe, it was going to be all the Serena and Joe. And then, oh, there's Mari, Kenny, Demi. There's obviously Brendan, Piper, Natasha. There's Chris, Alana, Jesenia, Tammy, Thomas, Becca, Aaron. Like all these other things that were way bigger of a deal for, the, like I said, the next 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like these were the most, this season has the most triangles, squared, relationships that we've seen. Like this, it's a lot. But going off of, you know, Joe and Kendall, it's after Joe talking to Noah about this, it kind of sparks something at Noah to be like, no, you know what? I have feelings for Abigail. I want to be with her. And then they kind of talk about it and they made up and they're back together, which is good because I think they're a great relationship.
And that's the thing, with everything going on, I didn't even have them on my list because they might as well have not even been on the beach. Their whole reconciliation took about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And the funniest line of it all was the next morning when he's explaining it back to Joe and Joe's like, oh, you're really excited about it. And he's like, dude, I just woke up.
Yeah.
And not that Noah really gets excited about anything. Let's be serious.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. I'm glad they made up. I think it really was kind of, the whole thing was kind of a misunderstanding. I don't think it meant to be that big of a deal that it came across to be. But yeah, I mean, they both seem happy now that they've made up from that.
Yeah. And who isn't happy though is Demi. And really, I mean, they were almost like, I don't want to say handing a baton back and forth because that would probably be inappropriate, but between, you know, Kenny is in a tough spot, I guess, but he's every turn is like, oh no, a beautiful woman wants to,
which I just don't understand.
Well, that's a separate conversation, I think. I mean, you know, being his age, God bless. You know, I'm certainly impressed with everything going on, and I've been very clear that I would do exactly what he does, which is never wear a shirt under any circumstances. So, but yeah, overall, it's a little surprising that he's a hot commodity.
Yeah.
And so I don't think Kenny and Tia were ever really going to be a thing.
Yeah. I kind of probably scratched her out after pretty much. I mean, they had a good date. Like it was funny. They had a good talk. But then as soon as they got back, they kind of went their separate ways.
Yeah. I mean,
Kenny was forced to, but but they still went their separate ways.
Right. I mean, you had Tia joking last week right at the end about how, like, okay, so I'm going to be killed in my sleep. Cool. But I, you know, she understood the situation pretty early on. You know, she, unlike so many of these people on the beach, which I think is the biggest issue of why we've run into all these things, it's not her first rodeo. She understands what's going on and was like, yeah, I don't want anything to do with this. Like, we had fun. I saw Beans and Franks. We're moving on. Like, So I guess we can't even really include her in this kerfuffle because it's really just, it really is just a triangle. This one isn't a square in my mind because they had fun and then she tapped out. Like,
it was a square last week.
Yeah. It's like not this week. She's like, deuces, I'm out. Good luck with that. And it's, you couldn't really find more different people than Mari and Demi, which was really Demi's biggest argument.
Only argument, really.
That's true. And as nasty as she gets, and clearly the actions of someone who's never at any point in her life been turned down by a straight man. And I say straight man because she said, like, yeah, it didn't work out with Colton, but he was gay, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. He does not count. And yeah, it obviously was her first time because she just does not know how to handle rejection at all.
And for someone
she's actually very bad at it.
Right. And like 30 seconds ago was saying like, guys, this is paradise. It's about dating everybody and we should all be going out with each other. And now she's screaming about, I thought it was over with Mari. How could this possibly be happening? Like, you literally just said everybody should date everybody.
Yeah. Like, well, I think she fully knows how to handle rejection.
And I was walking this line of feeling bad for her and just being like, well, you made your bed, because for her to almost try to pull, you know, what Brendan did with like covering the microphone, but to say like, do you want to go to the boom boom room? And it's like, oh, like, and for him to his response, a 40-year-old boy band manager, his response would be like, oh, now? I don't know. I was kind of just going to go to sleep.
The volleyball took a lot out of him.
I just, again, she made her own bed, so I don't know how bad we can feel about it. And it's just for anyone to feel like they're feeling cornered, and your go-to trick, if you will, is, okay, I'm going to have sex with him so that he doesn't.
More than once. Like, it, right. She proposed it more than once.
Right. Well, I was going to say almost makes it worse, but I don't know if it can be even worse. But that's true. She was mortified, and watching her live tweet, it was interesting because she's like, okay, I'm going to go bury myself under covers and pretend this didn't happen. But then, yeah, you're right. The next day, to basically be like, you're looking good. So I don't know. You want to go to the boom boom room? And he's like, as he's eating his breakfast, like
he's like, right now.
I'm gonna have some conversations. Yeah, and it's just, just such a mess that you'd ever like. That probably shouldn't ever be your go-to move. Is, oh my god, you can't leave me because we're gonna get naked and have sex.
Yeah, that is not a healthy relationship.
And then the flip side of that, as Mari's being, or Demi is just being so ridiculously like knives out, which I guess isn't a total surprise, but Mari also made her bed of, hey, maybe we should be open to dating other people. He goes, starts dating other people. And then all of a sudden, no, my God, what are we doing? We shouldn't be dating other people.
I don't want that.
And whose idea was this? This is a terrible idea. That person shouldn't be on a reality show.
I do like her. It's funny because it did make sense what Kenny was saying, though. I think, I don't know if it was the first part of the episode or second episode, but like you only come crawling back to me like when I have the rose, which is it's pretty spot on. Like that's when you start having all these conversations, like, I'm here for you, like, all I want is you. And then when you have the rose, she's like, oh, I think, like, we should see who comes in and just
And I thought Kenny handled that perfectly because it was just matter of fact. It wasn't like what Demi was screaming and yelling about. It wasn't anything else we saw with people going back and forth. It was just, hey, I don't want to say I can't trust you, but I don't know that I can trust you. And he's not wrong.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even thought about it until he mentioned that and was like, oh yeah, it is kind of funny that now that you have the rose, oh, now it's never mind. No, we should definitely be together. What are you talking about?
Yeah. I didn't think of it. I didn't connect those dots either. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I still like her though.
Yes, exactly. Especially considering the bar has been set low by some other people on the beach. But when you go back, because I had to go back and look, we were talking about like, wait, how did James get to stay here? Who's giving James a rose? And I had to go back and look, and it was Mari, because it was right after Kenny and Demi did their thing, and I was like, oh, okay. So she gave the rose to James as a fallback in case she needed someone to just give her a rose later on. I don't totally get it, but all of a sudden when she had the rose, it's like, yeah, let's Let's see what's out there. Oh, you saw it. And boom. Okay. No, you know what? Never mind. That is a terrible idea. And we're going to fire the person that came up with that idea and we're going to move on.
Yeah.
And
poor James.
I know. Listen, he's given some B-minus commentary the few times he's had the camera on. He's been like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, Guy in the Box has been about what you would expect from Guy in the Box.
Yeah.
Neither good nor bad.
Really have high expectations anyway.
And you know he's going to stay next week because he has a rose. Beyond that, I don't really know that, because we haven't seen him make, you know, any lasting connection so far or be part of any of these fun triangles or squares. So I don't know what long-term future he has, but he'll at least survive one more week.
Yeah. Good for him.
But sort of wrapping up this Demi, Mari, Kenny thing, it really, I think, even with Kenny's concerns, very quickly became, okay, I'm back in on Team Mari pretty quickly, even with the whole, like, I don't know that I can trust you, but we can snuggle on the day.
Yeah.
Which, that's really ultimately what sent Demi, like, to...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the worst DEFCON is, she was there.
Yeah, that was, I don't want to say the beginning of her downward spiral, because she was kind of already spiraling downward, but definitely didn't help.
No, and that's when really all of it came out with her. Just, she clearly had been working on exactly what she was going to, the line she was going to use, but I think she was probably hoping it would be when he hadn't made up his mind yet. So it was like, oh, I'm actually going to be able to convince you by saying, even though she's mentioned it before, like, I'm the fun one. And you know, oh, everyone hates her and she's stuck up. And like, does everyone hate her?
She's a mean girl. She's so rude. Like,
yes, exactly.
I don't think she's had one like altercation with anyone except for Demi's cake.
That's it, and it was with Demi. So outside of Demi, I think she stayed pretty clean. And so it that does go to the, like, well, she's immature or whatever. I'm like, well, if you're screaming about someone being immature, I don't know. And yes, the cake thing was pretty crappy, and she also did the same thing. I'm throwing the cake in the fire and screaming at the same time, you're immature. So, you know, it's the whole Spider-Man meme. I get it. But I do think that you have Mari's like a few levels above, because Demi was just totally unhinged at that point.
100%.
So I don't know where her rose is ultimately going to come from, because how we went through another episode, like, I was so convinced we're finally gonna, like, oh my god, we're gonna get another rose ceremony. No, 4 hours with no rose ceremony. Cool.
It's understandable why we didn't, but
cool, no doubt. Still. Cool.
We just want the ceremonies.
I mean, you tell me you can't give us 4 hours and give us one rose ceremony, and I understand we're going back to one episode a week after this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they just wanted to be able to have a rose ceremony each of those single episode weeks, or what the deal was, but I was so like, oh no, there's no doubt we're getting a rose ceremony. No, wrong again. Good job.
Each time you'd get like a little bit of a pause, you would look at the time, or I would look at the time and see like, oh, we still have whatever, 35 minutes. We have to have a rose ceremony. And it just keeps on going. We're like, nope.
Nothing. No. And, you know, what kept us from it this time was the Chris, Alana, Jesenia thing that just blew up out of nowhere. But I think I want to save that with Brendan for the end, if that's okay.
That's okay with me.
And I think we need to talk about Becca's whole situation here on the beach, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around her even being there, but fine, because
it's
she is at
a little weird.
It is weird because she is at a just a different level than the other people. And I mean, that sounds mean, but it's just when once you're the star, once you're the bachelor or bachelorette, yeah. there's a reason why you don't then go on Paradise. Like, unless yeah. you're saying hello or helping out yeah, or whatever. You do get to another level. There's a reason why mm-hmm. Thomas was so vocal about, like, of course I want to be the bachelor, because you get to that different level.
Yeah.
So that's weird enough. But then, okay, I guess of all the choices, like, Aaron. Fine, like
whatever.
And honestly, the main thing in my mind was like, well, he's not Thomas.
Yeah.
And so for once she finally did get a date card, and in the meantime, Thomas goes on his own date, which okay. Mm-hmm. But then they're like, okay, Becca, you get a date card, and or Aaron goes on a date and Thomas?
With Chelsea, yeah.
With Chelsea, who, you know, we can go over the four people, new people, who really, Chelsea was the only one I knew. So, fine. But, like, Thomas?
Yeah.
Can you explain this to me?
No, I can't. I feel like she, I don't want to say doesn't have the best taste, because...
Ari,
but like she also ended up with Garrett, so
and Ari,
well, yeah,
two for two with yeah. like big time losers. Oh my god,
yeah. So, I mean, in a way, I'm not fully surprised.
That's a good point, I know.
But like it was whatever, it was fine.
And that's I get what
you wanted, if that's how you want to spend Paradise, then.
And I understand giving her the date card, because they
she definitely deserved one.
And they were keeping it in their back pocket for if she didn't have a connection. And as soon as Aaron goes off with Chelsea.
Like, she can't be sent home. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, Becca. We didn't bring Becca here for her to only be on here for like 5 hours. Like, no.
Exactly.
We're getting as much Becca time as we can.
Yeah, she agrees with this. We're milking it.
So, I mean, the minute Aaron went on that date, they're like, okay, guys, here we go. Like,
yep.
hit the button.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Exactly. This is our emergency. Let's go. Break glass, yeah. whatever. And I understand, much like with Aaron, you're looking around and what are your real options? Because... is she going to go to James? We were just talking about that. Like, James is probably her only real other option. We did talk about Ivan last week. I guess she could have gone the Ivan route. So that's probably the real, like, real.
But then, like, why didn't you pick Ivan? Like,
and that's where you have to wonder about editing. And maybe there is something that she saw with Kendall, because they seemed really tight. And so if she saw that something was there, then okay, well, let me go check in on Tammy, who, again, like, oh, we're so BFFs, but by the way, can I take your boyfriend out for a date?
Can I steal your man?
And I appreciated the way she rolled it out, because we've seen the faux question all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, whether it's to someone you're dating or someone you want to ask out, and it's the question and you're going to do it anyways. And in this case, if Tammy would have said no, I have no doubt in my mind, Becca would have said, no problem. I'll go talk to someone else.
I agree. I think she would have just, you know, chosen someone else and just left the Tammy Thomas situation alone after that. I'm surprised. Well, I'm surprised Tammy took it so well, I think, because she's been through it these past couple weeks. But I mean, how can you say no to Becca? I guess.
And she made a great point.
She's like, I feel so bad, but like, I have this date card and I'm kind of interested in him. I talked to him a little bit and I feel bad, but you know, can I ask him? And she was like, no, you're, you know, we're here for connections. Like, it's something I would sacrifice to, you know, that's why we're here. If someone came in and he, you know, you would think he would sacrifice that as well. So, yeah.
Well, and Becca made a great point at the outset, which was, I've never not received a rose. And that's incredible to think about, because so often the bachelorette is only there because they don't get the final rose on The Bachelor. In her case, right. She got the final rose on The Bachelor and still ended up going on The Bachelorette. So it's just, what a journey, drink. But it's, of course, anyone she asked was probably going to say yes. Right. But in this case, for her to go to Tammy, and Tammy has the opportunity now. They've got a relationship of some sort. So if Tammy really wanted to, she could have said no. Mm-hmm. And like I said, no doubt Becca would have picked someone else. Yeah. And unlike Kenny, when he went to go talk to Demi about his date, and she said, no, I don't want you to go. And he's like, oh, crap.
Well, I'm going anyway.
Do you have anything else you want to say? And so he clearly was going no matter what. He just wanted to make it seem like he gave her the option to yay or nay. And it's like, oh, she's never going to tell me not to go.
Right.
Whereas in this case, Becca was just looking, and she got that permission. So then for Tammy to be, I mean, she was cool about it, but then immediately regretted it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's normal, though. Like, you still don't want to see, you know, someone like that go off with someone else if you're. But I think that she did get to know Becca well and was like, no, you know what? You know, this is all about connections. Like, we gotta try to find the exact one for us. So if this one's for you, then I want to let you do that. That's how I took that conversation.
Sure.
But then I think she saw them, you know, walk off together, and she's like, maybe. I mean,
oh, crap.
Like, I don't know if I really, really wanted that, but, you know, I wasn't going to say no to her.
Yeah. Oh, wait, Becca meant my Thomas? Oh, crap.
Wait, no, I'm I don't done for permission.
And, right. And so she did stick, I guess, to her conversation with Thomas, if they did say, hey, if there's connection to be made, we won't stand in the way. Mm-hmm. But things change. You know, we were just talking about that. And you can say no. You can say, you know what, I'm not comfortable with that, because he is the only person now that I'm interested in on the beach. And no, I'd rather you not. She could have said that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, maybe Thomas, but maybe Thomas gets pissed, and that's fine, because, hey, we had this conversation about not standing in the way and blah, 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 but things change. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, I guess if he would have freaked out, then you know that, okay, he doesn't feel the same way. Let's move on.
Yep. Great.
And as much as I dislike Thomas, I'm going to pay him a compliment. And I probably shouldn't, but I thought that, I know, but I actually thought that he was kind of nice on the date.
He seemed as normal as, I guess, he could after everything that's happened with everything. He seemed like he would be. It seemed like he was on the date with the Bachelorette, and he was the front runner, and that's how the date was going. Like, he seemed genuine.
Just like his heaven.
Yeah, that's what he wants. Yeah, he seemed genuine, and they seemed like they actually did have a connection. It's just hard thinking of everything he's done and been through in the past. Well, in the past weeks, and also, you know, Katie season two, but. He seemed quote unquote normal, I guess.
I don't know that I totally believe him that he didn't know anything about her past.
No. Yeah. Especially when he used her tagline.
He said, I didn't even
do the damn thing. And then was like, I don't know anything about your past. But yeah, that's the tagline of your whole entire season.
And he's the only one willing on his season to say, oh, yeah, of course I talked about being the Bachelor. So he, to some extent, is a fan of the show. And over the last however many seasons, I would say Becca is one of the more well-known bachelorettes and better received bachelorettes, despite, again, her poor choices. So I don't know that I buy that. Oh, I don't know. That's a great thing. I don't know anything about your past.
Okay.
But otherwise, I thought he was normal-ish almost. Yeah. He didn't mention his height once.
Yeah, I didn't, except she did.
Yes.
It was like, oh, wow, you're just.
Which is fine.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't. I mean, it wasn't as cringy as I thought it would have been. Like, I didn't mind watching them together.
Actually. And it was fun watching the other people on the beach, and everyone hates Thomas, and that's fine. And I'm part of that club too. But it was fun to watch them sort of put the you know, connect the dots, mainly just because Tammy was upset, but whatever. Of course he would want to go on the date with the Bachelorette. Like, that's his dream. The dude that wanted to be the Bachelor now has a chance to go on a date with the Bachelorette.
Yes.
He could not have drawn it up any better. And fine, I will just say he mostly presented himself like a functioning human adult. That's all.
Yep.
Becca is into him, seemingly. We can go back and say, well, I don't know that raises his bar at all, because if his bar is whatever you want to call Ari and whatever you want to call Garrett, they're like way down here.
Yeah.
So if you're saying like, oh, I'm better than Garrett, well, great. We'll say he's better than Garrett, but that's if that's your pass fail, I think we need to redo the grading.
Yeah.
Tammy is just inconsolable. Found myself shaking my head to Aaron as Aaron was like, I don't feel bad for her. Why should anyone feel bad for her?
Deserves to cry.
What he sent to her was like a 10, and she probably deserves like a 6.5, because she, just like we've been talking about all night, another person, she made her bed. This was her doing. Yes, all
chose.
Aaron did was tell you how awful Thomas was. The minute he has a chance to go out with a bachelorette, whether that's the reason or not, he just jumps at it and off he goes, and you're upset about it. Doing to you, seemingly, except not in your face, like straddling. He's not being straddled in front of you, but the same idea,
right,
that you just did. Hard to have a lot of empathy there.
Yeah. I think it helped that Aaron was on the date when all this happened. I think it could have been a lot worse if he was just hanging around the group. So I think, like you said, when they were like, all right, Aaron's out, let's move in, let's get this date set up. But I think it could have been a lot worse if he was just hanging out there.
Great point. Absolutely. Because now that I'm thinking about it, he's happy to tell anybody that will listen what went on with Thomas. And
yeah.
I could totally see him, after he gets pulled by Becca, him going up to Becca and being like, oh my God, do you want to know what happened on Katie's season? Do you want to know what happened on Katie's season? Do you want to know what happened on Katie's season? Because she even heard a little
50 things that I've been telling everybody.
I'm going to air my grievances now. And because she did know a little bit. So she probably had just, much like Thomas, all he does is talk about his height. All Aaron talks about is what a dirtbag Thomas is. So she clearly heard something. And since she didn't get to see the full season, she only gets bits and pieces of, oh, well, he was in some drama on Katie's season, but didn't get to know it. So that's a great point. I hadn't even thought about the fact that Aaron would have just pulled the grenade and been like, here you go. He's the worst walking human in the world.
Yeah. I feel like it would have been a little bit different.
That's a great point. And do we think now Tammy's in shambles? Becca seems to like Thomas. She seemed to like Aaron a little bit. Where does the Bachelorette get her rose?
I think it's going to be Thomas. Because I think that Aaron and Chelsea actually had a pretty good date. So I don't know what it, I don't know what Tammy would do. But I think Becca would go with Thomas.
Becca would
go with Thomas.
Becca would go with Thomas.
I think Chelsea and Aaron actually had a pretty good date. I don't know what it means for Tammy, but
Interesting. Listen, everything is going to get overwhelmed by what we'll talk about in a second, but it is fascinating how you have one of the more famous people in the nation, and we don't know where their rose is coming from. It's blows the mind. And very briefly, so we get a new host, Tyus Burgess, who, if you watched Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, that's the only thing I knew him from.
Me too.
And he doesn't seem to be as knowledgeable, maybe, or didn't want to use that knowledge, you know, whereas certainly David is a pro, and Lance sort of, I think, came in with certain information given to him. But he was fine, and he threw this party where, oh, my God, there are going to be some VIPs who – you'll know, except that, guess what? We didn't actually know any of the VIPs. So, I mean, maybe you can explain
Not probably the best four people.
I mean, we knew Chelsea.
We knew McKenna.
I remember the name, but I...
Okay, so she used to be blonde.
But okay.
Now she's brunette.
Right.
So she's used to be blonde. Like, we knew her as blonde.
I don't know that I would have picked her up.
I didn't really remember Alana.
Zero.
No, like kind of, but I couldn't tell you what how she fit in anywhere. And then I did know Alea because she was the one who fought with Victoria P, I think, on the season.
Okay, I remember the name.
Yeah. So she was always in a fight, and I'm pretty sure it was Victoria P.
And so is that why we didn't see, like, her for more than 5 seconds? Yeah. She's the only one that doesn't get invited to the beach now, or what?
Yeah. I think, I mean, we didn't see McKenna come, but I'm pretty sure she comes back.
Yeah, exactly. I have a feeling we don't see Alea because, like... They announced her, and at first I thought they misspoke, and I'm like, oh no. So I'm writing down Alea, but then I'm like, oh, this is Alana. Oh, never mind. I got that wrong. I heard it was not. Okay. So wait, there are only three women? I thought they said four. Oh, okay. No. Yeah. So
which is pretty sad that, like, only one person doesn't get to And that's why they had to say, oh, well, some of you might not stay.
Like, they could have at least also brought four new dudes in. Like, it was just so weird that not only have four women.
Yeah, or like two guys,
maybe someone, like one person that we've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Like, not quite the eye. Like, they're more just very people. They're not really very important people.
Yeah.
Which leads us to a group of very VIP people.
Horrible people.
Yes, the VHPs, the very horrible people. That's Brendan and Piper, and that's Chris and Alana. And I think they're grouped together because episode one. Thank you. So episode one, it's Brendan and Piper, and then we're thinking we're gonna get that resolved, and then Chris and Alana come on and it's literally the exact same thing, and the only difference,
like,
I can tell,
Brendan and Piper didn't even exist in this second episode.
Oh my god. And so I guess let's start from the beginning, which we had heard these rumblings about how long before they even mentioned on the show that he's dating Piper, he's dating Piper, he's dating Piper. And then, well, he's dating Piper. No, no, it's after the show. Those pictures from after filming. And everyone's like, no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. This was right before, like literally right before he left. Like this was a Jed situation. Like the night before he flew out, they're together. They're hanging out. And I used air quotes for folks listening.
Yeah.
But they clearly were a thing. And he's denying it. And Natasha, unfortunately, after it's brought to her attention, still believes him. And no, it's cool. No problem. Everything's fine. The minute Piper shows up, and this is pretty much, I guess, what would have happened if you gave Kendall a rose, is didn't pull anyone, didn't it? Just like, okay, you want to go on a date? Yeah, absolutely. And he lights up like a Christmas tree and is off. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're just going to – everyone was like, you're not even going to talk to anyone. Like, you just came in and was like, nope, Brendan, you want to go on a date? Yep, all right, let's go.
And, I mean, he had said while denying that they had any relationship – oh, I had deeper conversations with you than I've ever had with Piper, which I don't care what kind of plan you had built out. That's going to be great to hear. It's one thing to we're going to downplay our relationship, but to like insult her in the process.
Yeah.
Like again, Brendan's not working with a full set of tools here. So like, mm-mm. I get it. As big of a tool as he is, he don't got the whole set.
Yeah.
So fine. But his word salads that he put together just got me so friggin' angry.
Yep.
And
mumbling.
Oh my God. Together, connections, exploring. And I want to see furthermore the exploring with Piper and
such a headache.
God bless Natasha, because if that were me, I would have been kicked off the show immediately because I would have just smacked him upside the head and thrown a drink on him, double birded, and like security doesn't even get me. I'll walk myself out.
Yeah.
Like this POS
all the way.
This POS, whatever. And for her to just matter of factly, why would you come here if you already had a connection with her and he tried to yap around it and mm-hmm. she was having none of it, finally realized when people warned me, I should have heeded those warnings instead of going back, but he's clearly snaking all that.
Back in.
And so these two, whatever you want to call them, go on a date. And at first, I'm thinking
it gets so much worse.
It gets so much worse. But Brendan's explaining the situation, and Piper is like, well, I think you're downplaying our relationship. And I think for a second, only 1 second, I think, oh, okay, maybe this is a situation where, you know, Piper thought there was something there, and Brendan was just keeping it casual, and she's
you think, okay, now I get it. Like now I get why there's this kind of a rumor, but like they're not really together. You thought it was more for 1 second.
For one, because
oh my God.
Then she legitimately, I think, is getting upset about like, whoa, 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 like we hung out more than a couple times, whatever. To the point, because clearly he was trying to, now we know, he was clearly trying to keep playing the game, as in, like, the story.
Oh, yeah, like, fully. And I think after her saying that, I think he was like, oh, okay, so now we're just letting our guard down. And
we're
seeing how we really feel, right?
That's
the conversation we're having now.
Like, we're at the end of one of the old Bond movies where the villain very specifically lays out the plan to James Bond while hanging him over something instead of actually killing him. and telling the entire plan, oh, that's the point we're at now. Okay. So we're just going to say everything out loud, how, no, I know we were dating and it's cool. You know, I had to string her along just so I could stay long enough to get a rose. And I'm just, every word that's coming out of this dude's mouth.
It was so
And for Piper, who again, for one whole second, seemed like she might be a victim in this.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I think I actually might feel bad for her. Like this poor girl. Nope.
Very quickly, by saying, well, thanks for playing the game.
I think the best
oh my God.
Is there's certain things that had to be done in certain ways I had to navigate to bring us to this particular moment. Like, what?
He had to explain the plan. This girl in her bio says she's a master's in marketing. She doesn't have a master's in anything or wherever she went to school. Like, I can't even fathom who.
Like, I mean, it's one thing having a plan. Like, obviously, it's still low. But, like, what? Like, why are you talking about it right now? You play it and you just never say anything about it until you're alone in your house after this is all over. You're like, oh, like we did good. Like,
yeah, we both wanted to be on TV. We wanted to become more famous and we still wanted to keep dating each other. And if we're both on the beach at the same time, we get to stay the whole season. And listen, if we like each other, we get a free Neil Lane ring out of it. Ha ha ha. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm. Free vacation.
Holy crap. To say all this out loud. And so if you want to say, oh, everyone does that. First of all, I don't know that everyone does that. Mm-hmm. This season is a bad example because then immediately after we see someone who probably did the same thing. Mm-hmm. But, and by the way, with breaking up with someone who they probably did the same thing with. Jesenia knew him beforehand. So getting upset that he knew Alana before, whatever. We'll get to them.
Right.
We'll get to them in a second. But the gall to like just not only spit in the face of what this is, and we can all make fun of the show as a whole because it's our show, we can make fun of it. But for you to like just basically spit in the face of the show and say like, no, we're just here for a free vacation and Instagram followers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gold.
Oh, it's amazing television. Don't get me wrong. But so I'm watching this and shocked, first of all, that they didn't have their story straight. I mean, if you're going to do this whole plan to like, blow that plan up. Oh my God, to blow that plan up 30 seconds in because Brendan, who, you know, let's just be clear, he's never going to be the mastermind of any great crimes, you know, breaks character like 30 seconds in, like, oh, never mind. Okay, so remember when we were talking before we came here that we were just going to hang around whoever came first until the other one came here and lead someone on until we, right? Oh, are these cameras on?
Oh wait, we're filming?
Oh cool. I thought this was the practice run. Or is this are we gonna do it for real the next time around? Like I didn't know. Like, I've seen the ads for F-Boy Island. I never knew what an F-Boy really was until I saw this cat.
Yeah, it's that. It's Brendan.
Oh, and so I'm thinking it can't possibly get worse than this.
Oh, it does.
Do you know when it got worse? Like
immediately after
30 seconds. Yeah, like 30 seconds later, when on top of all this, he has the nerve to tear down Natasha.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's when I was like, okay. I mean, I was he lost points, I mean, at the beginning of this date, but like when he said, oh, well, she didn't even have any prospects anyway. Like, she needed me to be here. Like, I was like, nope. I just. don't matter anymore.
Once again, Natasha, the queen she is, mm-hmm. instead of flipping out, she goes right to Piper and is like, let me get some info out of her.
Yeah. Let's have a little chat.
Yeah. So just break down how, two months ago. Oh, that's funny. He said it was a month ago. Yeah. Like 10 times. Oh, it's funny. He said 2 times. Mm-hmm. Got her facts. Like, mm-hmm. It's almost like, yep. like a detective interviewing a suspect. Like, it was 2 months. Okay. 10 times.
Oh, and she flew to your hometown by herself.
Oh, and we've determined he's not the brightest bulb. But while he's trying to lie about what he said, which, again, I don't know if he realizes these cameras work, but he's lying about the things that he said. And then when he was called out, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right, I didn't say that. To think it was smart to be like, oh, yeah, and then she came to see me in Boston.
Yeah.
With a group of people.
Yeah.
No, just one-on-one.
What?
Dude. Okay.
Poor Natasha.
Poor Natasha.
Poor Natasha, but honestly, good for her, too.
Right. And we talked a lot about
social media, every single person in Bachelor Nation is Team Natasha.
Well, and that brings up, I think, a bigger question here. About these other people on the beach who, pre the show airing, a lot of them are in the Instagram comments of, because both, and we'll get to Instagram followers in a minute.
Oh yeah.
Both of them had posted on their feed about basically, he said, I'm here for the wrong reasons. And she posted all's fair in love and war. And yeah. The other contestants, or whatever you want to call them, posted favorable comments on those photos. And as they saw it unfold on social media, it was very clear that, oh, no, this is not going to be a ha-ha funny.
Oh, yeah. This is serious.
This is everybody hates them for the rest of time. And so, curiously, all of the people on the beach who actively tweet were, oh, Natasha's so great. Oh, my God, I can't believe watching this. This is so incredible. They're the same people who were yeah, great job. Yes, yeah. You know, speak the truth and haha, I guess so. Including Serena, by the way. Mm-hmm. So I know she tries to play Miss Innocent here, but they are very tight.
Yeah.
So do you, or how much do you believe that these people that were on the beach didn't know how bad it was until they were watching it back?
That was tough to watch. I feel like it must have been so hard for them to watch back because, like you said, they were all for it. And then seeing how they treated Natasha behind her back and the whole situation as a whole. Not good.
It just... So I have a hard time reading those comments and then them trying to defend themselves by saying, well, it was before the show aired and we didn't know about all this stuff. Except clearly, as we see next week, they knew a whole lot about this.
Yeah.
And they specifically
didn't know how it all unfolded.
Right. And so we talk a lot about gaslighting during KD's season, and we can say if what Greg did was, I thought it was, some people say, no, it wasn't as bad, whatever. What Brendan did clearly was, because we had the AB of him literally trying to say no, I didn't say that. I said this.
So roll the tape.
But these people are sort of trying to do that to us on social, because all of a sudden they're following the wave. They're saying, oh, okay, people are Team Natasha, so we're all going to be Team Natasha.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
I have a hard time believing that, and we'll find out next week, I guess, but I have a hard time believing these people that were commenting on their Instas an hour before the show aired about oh, yeah, you're right, it is all fair and love and war, didn't know everything that happened on the beach.
Yeah.
And leading that charge is the first time we've ever in the history of this show, the history of any of these shows, have these people outwardly talking about Instagram followers.
So I saw a meme like before. So I started probably like an hour in on the first night. And I saw something like, oh, when they're talking about their Instagram followers. And I was like, oh, they're just like cuddling on the couch, like talking. Like, that's funny. They're saying they're talking about their followers. And then I get to that point where they're cuddling on like the day bed. And I was like, oh no, they're literally talking about their followers. Like, that's insane. What are you doing?
And about how, oh my God, did you see the Us Weekly article? And I got 10,000 followers from that. And yeah, we were talking
Remember
about
when
how
I was only on 70.
And we were talking about how I'm going to be all over this season. You're going to be all over this season. And again, here's the name. Serena talked to me about, and I'm like, girl, Serena. I've been very pro Serena, but
yeah.
Really? I think she knew. I think she might have known about this whole plan.
Yeah.
And
not good.
It upsets me.
Not a good look.
Because I mean, so what do you like Serena and her friends? Mm-hmm. Do you really think she didn't know that they were dating before this all happened?
I think she probably knew that they were dating. I don't know if they knew. I don't know if she, to what extent she knew. Like, I don't know if she knew about this entire plan. But, I mean, obviously she knows something about followers, too. So maybe she does. Which is not good because Serena's high up there.
Seriously, it is not good. And so this leads us, as all of this is happening, and we're coming to the end of hour two at this point, and just of the episode, not we're almost done here. Don't worry, folks. But he's even like, he's trying to cover the mic, like, oh my God, I already have so much in current. Because you think these people will not catch any word you say. Like, again, showing how friggin' brilliant.
Oh, you covered the mic. We'll edit it out. Don't worry.
Yeah. Oh, you can touch a microphone. Good job, buddy. Yeah, you don't think we definitely can't hear what you're saying. Good, you know, good job. I bet the producer's even hitting his ear, like, as he's doing it. Like, no, I can't hear you. Don't do that.
You're good.
No, keep saying incriminating stuff. But so we're thinking hours three and four are all going to be everybody dragging these
Brendan
two,
and
Brendan and Piper, thank you, off of the beach. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of that episode, the whole thing was, let's make their followers drop. And as of, you know, we're talking Tuesday night, I had taken a screenshot right as the episode ended, I think. And I don't know if you have the most updated, but Brendan was at 340,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now at 286,000. Holy crap.
I think, like, if something like this happened and, like, it wasn't about followers, like, I honestly don't think he would have lost that many. But because you made it about followers, like, people are going to do that to spite you because you're a horrible person.
That's so incredible. And then Piper was at 86.5, and she is now at 79.9. So she hasn't lost nearly as many as him, but he also had so many more.
And he did most of the dirty work. So.
Well, he did the dirty work, but I am all in on the fact that this was her plan the whole time.
Oh, and yeah.
Mainly because I just don't think he has the mental capacity to put this all together. As again,
yeah, it was definitely a joint effort.
Like he let it all go 30 seconds in. Like, oh wait, no, you don't know what we're doing. Like,
yeah,
clearly she's trying to play along, dude. So that's fantastic, by the way. But so we're thinking, okay, they lost all these followers, and then we're finally going to see what we didn't want to happen during Katie season, which is people trying to vote people off the island. We're literally going to get to see people voted off the island, and it's going to be Brendan and Piper. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
It's going to be great.
And then we never see them.
We don't have to think about them. They're going to lose followers. Awesome. Nope.
And we don't barely see them in the last 2 hours because from this party, Chris and Yesenia, who were the other people who had known each other previously and mm-hmm. were basically like the poor man's version of Brendan and Piper. As soon as Alana walks in, apparently.
But a pretty strong couple. Like, I think Yesenia and Chris had a stronger relationship than Brendan and Natasha ever.
Sure. Absolutely.
I was like, oh, they're actually, you know, it's okay that they talked before. I feel like they're meant to be, or not meant to be, but like they're supposed to be there together at the same time. Like,
of course.
That's how it's supposed to end up. Natasha and Brendan, like, I don't think fooled anyone ever.
No. And except Natasha for like a minute, which is a bummer.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty clear, like watching them for 5 minutes, you'd be like, oh yeah, no, he's just not into you. And now we know why. But so Chris drops Yesenia immediately to go to Alana, and she starts screaming about how, well, they knew each other from before. And if they came here with the idea of just being with each other, then why even come to paradise? And that spreads like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And you suddenly, Yesenia leaves the party, this VIP party, and tells everyone what happened. And immediately you have Joe on a soapbox. When you get Joe,
so random.
If you've lost Joe, it's over.
Yeah.
But he goes crazy. Riley goes crazy. And as soon as they come back, they're just destroying them. Like, you shouldn't be here. Get the hell off the beach. Pack your bag. Like, and then you have, even when Alana tries to say, like, does anyone want to care what I have to say?
No.
No. Which, I mean, was a little much for, we try to say, like, fine. But I'm saying, probably too loud, what the hell are we doing yelling at, this is the, now we've gone from the poor man's version of Brendan and Piper to this is like the homeless man's version of Brendan and Piper. And we've decided these people who we've known for all 30 seconds, maybe Chris a minute and Alana for 30 seconds, we've got to kick them off the beach. What they did was disrespectful. And if you already have the person you're with, why are you even here? Why did you come here? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was getting to the point where I was like, did they completely edit this in the wrong order? Like, why is no one talking about Brendan and Piper, let alone right now, but the entire episode? Like, was this shot out of order? Like, I don't understand. But then you see like one tiny shot of Brendan and Piper together. So you're like, okay, no, that's right. But why is no one talking about Brendan and Piper, same exact situation? And then just when you're like, I mean, I was getting mad. Like, I was screaming at the TV, and then you hear, then Natasha comes on the screen and is like, why is no one caring about my situation? It's the same exact thing. Really worse, I think.
Yes.
And then you have Demi saying, why is no one going after Brendan and Piper's situation? It's the same thing. And then the episode ends. So, I mean, we're going to get there, I guess, but it was just to the point where I'm like, I think they made a mistake. Like, I don't understand why they're focusing so much on this one when you're acting like the whole yesterday's episode didn't even happen.
And you even had for like a second, Brendan and Piper trying to wax poetic about it. And thankfully they didn't give us a lot of that, because you want to talk about like, whoa. But even had them trying to talk about it and like, I know you guys want
to
like.
I didn't think they wanted to talk about it that much because all you need is one person. Like, wait, you just did the same thing. And then it's just, which is what we're probably going to get next week. But you, especially in a situation like this, you better lay low.
Yeah. And you're going to have, seemingly next week, you're going to even have the new host call them out for, like, if you're dating, why are you coming on this show? And we're going to see some verbal gymnastics from those two trying to talk their way out of this, because clearly they just want to stay on the beach as long as possible.
Who wouldn't?
Well, and that's, I think, the funniest part. Okay, of two funny things. Alana's on screen for like 45 seconds, and she has two hilarious scenes. One is when she's breaking down on the daybed because she's like, I just got here.
Like, Chris is like basically saying, like, will you leave me? And she's like, but I just got here. Like, I want to stay.
And then he's like, quarantined.
They're like making out all serious about all their conversations. And she's like, well, if we leave together, that's like kind of commitment. I don't know if I want that. I can't say that yet.
And then obviously the second was, so we're wondering if they're going to leave together, even despite their ridiculousness. And she gets in the car.
They almost did.
Yeah, and then he gets in and I'm thinking, oh, wow, they are going to leave together. Which she quickly is like, this isn't your car.
I think that was the best line of the night.
Oh, Alana, we barely knew ye. But it was so infuriating that, and because they didn't disagree necessarily with what Riley and Chris were saying, or Riley and Joe. Mm-hmm. But there's also this idea that I don't know that what Chris and Alana did was any different than what Chris and Jesenia did yet, because they were seemingly just as close in those photos. And Tammy, of all people, was saying while she was watching the show, she was tweeting about how, no, Alana and Chris did not have a relationship. I was with that group in San Diego, and that wasn't a thing. So
I think the biggest part that came from that whole disaster was that Alana, whatever, like, showed up.
I'm not worried about getting her name right, okay? She does not deserve it.
Went up to her, and they basically started just making out. And Jesenia was right there. Like, they were like, oh, can we talk? They went and talked. And as soon as she walked in the room, Chris was kind of just like, he literally said BRB, like, to Jesenia. And then when Jesenia went to look for them, like, they're making out. Like, I think that's kind of where it came from, where the guys were sticking up for Jesenia. Like, they were such a quote unquote strong couple, and he just dropped her as soon as Alana walked in, literally as soon as she walked in.
So you think that if they didn't pull a Brendan Piper with the date card, meaning they maybe slow played it, like, oh, let's talk. Okay, cool. Maybe I'll see you on the beach. And then they go on the beach, and then maybe they have some conversations.
Yeah, I don't know if it wasn't so aggressive, I don't know if they would have received that much of an aggressive confrontation. I think that's kind of where the anger of Joe and Riley was coming from. But I just don't understand how no one that night compared that to Brendan. Except for Natasha in her confessional, just like, why is no one caring about my situation? Because mine is so much worse.
Interesting. Well.
And like, who is Chris and Alana? Like, no one knows.
No.
So like, why was Joe getting so, like, I feel like he was like, no, you know what? Tonight's my night for camera time. Like, I'm just going. And Riley was like, I'm with you, bro.
I've never seen the pitchforks like that in however many seasons we've done this. And it just
for people for, that we didn't know
or so care about, like right. if they wanted to snuggle on the beach and try to get people to remember their names, like God bless. Like, why are we?
Yeah. Like, why do you care so much?
Like, that's the hill you want to die on, but you let Piper and Brendan like be fine. I just yeah. doesn't compute at all. And I'm glad that Natasha is going to mention it because obviously she mentioned it in the moment, but she's
going
to mention it.
I thought I was going crazy. I was like, I don't understand why no one's making this connection. Like, was, and I know it wasn't a mistake because they're genius bachelors, just producers are just geniuses. So like, that's probably what they wanted. But I'm like, I don't understand why this was shot the way it was shot. Like, I don't understand. And then you have Natasha and Demi of all people, like, let's go after Brendan and Piper. They're doing the same thing. It's just so confusing. But then I was like, okay, this is going to be next week.
So do you think, oh, there's so many different ways it can go. Do you think they stay beyond next week? Let me start with that.
I mean, I guess it depends on the confrontation and how it goes.
Well, that's the question.
I mean, they're going to stay as long as possible if it's up to them.
You know they want to. And that's this whole plan. The whole reason they're there.
Yeah, but do people make him leave? Or, like, does Titus be like, no, you know, I'm kicking you off. Like, I can do what I want. I'm the host.
Well, because there are different versions of this. Mm-hmm. Because no one made Chris and Alana leave. They yelled at them and told them to pack their bags, but they could have stayed. Nobody forced them, walked them out. Like,
Alana was like, so do I just stay and have no friends and don't talk to anyone? And he's like, I don't know.
And he did give her the option, like, we can just stay here. I'm going to give you the rose, so okay. And then if you give me the rose, even with no friends, we're guaranteed to be here for two more weeks. Like,
right.
That was an option.
Yeah.
So do they get shamed out like these two, or does it take the host being like, we can tell they're not going to leave voluntarily, so we're just going to give you the heave-ho?
I think it would take a lot, or like a really bad thing, for them to leave or leave together. I don't know. I'm excited.
It's juicy.
I was just so mad. I was like, why is no one saying that this is the same thing? And they better not be getting away with it.
Well, listen, next week, when they do finally cover all this, it's only one night. The rest of the month is only Tuesday nights for Bachelor in Paradise.
How will we survive?
I don't know. But if they, I swear to nothing, because nothing's going to change and I'm going to watch every episode. But if they do not get these two people off of the beach next week, I'm going to shake my fist and be very angry.
Yeah. We need them for a little bit longer,
I suppose. Well, and you know, obviously everything that anyone's talking about is Brendan and Piper, but beyond that, is there anything else actually going on in the world that people are missing?
Not too much. Joe set the record straight, because a lot of people were saying that Kendall was his ex-fiance. And it was even in some of the promos, and everyone was getting confused, like, were they engaged, were they not? Joe came out and said, no, they were never engaged, even though everyone keeps saying ex-fiance. It's just ex-girlfriend.
It's good to have the actual proper...
Yeah, he had to come out and make a statement, so,
boy.
Colton has been given some PDA with his boyfriend out on vacation. We posted that up.
Anyone famous?
I don't think so. He's older.
An older man.
Yeah. Like, I think a good amount older, I think. Don't have the ages, but it was kind of his first paparazzi PDA position, I guess. I don't really know what to call it.
Okay.
Connor B and Victoria P have been spotted hanging out.
Oh, God.
Multiple times, actually, this past weekend or last week.
But what happened to her other boyfriend with a guitar?
Oh, I don't. Probably she didn't get enough followers from it, so she was like, God. I don't need you anymore. So they've been spotted hanging out. And that's about it. Not too much over the long weekend or the past week.
Well, I think we know next week is going to be plenty full of drama for everybody.
I'm ready. I want to be here tonight.
Let's go. We need this.
I'm so mad.
Forget the people we don't care about. Can we just get to the people we actually know that are being jerks, please?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to be back here next week to cover it all, and only 2 hours worth instead of 4 hours worth. And so, Katie, for your genius takes on all of this madness, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Follow it at Bachelor Podcast on all socials, and we will see you next week.